Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today I want to share with you one of the most powerful teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, a teaching that explains the spiritual law many of us overlook. It says Allah continues helping the believer as long as the believer is helping his brother. That's it. Think about these words for a moment. Most of us ask Allah for help every day. Ya Allah, make my life easier. Open this door for me, solve this problem. But the Prophet has given us a secret here. Sometimes the help we're waiting for is linked to the help we're supposed to give. We often think our problems are solved by focusing inward, by worrying, planning, stressing, tightening everything around our own lives. But Allah's system is different. He's telling us, if you want my help, go be my help to someone else. And when you reflect on this, it makes so much sense. Because when you lift someone's burden, when you become a source of ease for them, you're showing Allah that your heart is open, and Allah pours His mercy into open hearts. Let me ask you something. Has there ever been a moment when someone needed you, a friend, needing advice, or a stranger needing a small act of kindness, a family member waiting for a simple phone call? And after helping them, didn't you feel an unexpected lightness, a sense of peace, maybe even a blessing later in the day? That is this hadith in action. It's not abstract. It's a reality Allah builds into this world. And when you look at the lives of the righteous, the imams, the scholars, true scholars, the great people we admire, you see this pattern. They didn't just talk about helping others, they lived for it. They were the first to say, how can I support you? What burdens can I carry for you? And the more they helped others, the more Allah helped them, protected them, honored them. Now, imagine if every believer lived this hadith. Imagine a community where everyone watches for each other's needs, where no one feels alone, where we are all connected spiritually, emotionally, and practically. And there's the beautiful part. Helping others doesn't have to be dramatic. You don't need to solve someone's biggest problem. Sometimes support is just a message, checking in, a small gift, a smile, listening without judging, forgiving someone who hurt you, or making dua for someone by name. Every one of these opens a door, maybe not immediately, but Allah promises the door will open, because He always keeps His promise. So today, or tonight, I want to invites you to do something simple. Think of one believer, just one, who might need your help, and take a step, a text, a call, a visit, a prayer, anything. Because when you support someone today, Allah supports you tomorrow or today. When you become a source of relief, Allah relieves you. When you give hope, Allah sends hope your way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.